अमुनातीरा नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। रिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर एंटाइटल्ड ब्रह्मा स्टीलिंग द बॉयज एंड कैट्स टेक्स्ट नंबर 19। वस्सावद् वस्सपवस्स काल्प वपुर्यावद् कराङ्ग्र्यादिकम् यावद् यष्टि विशान विनुदल दिक्षि यवद् आह विभुषाम्बरम् यावद् शील गुणाभिधाकृति वयो यावद् विहारादिकम् सर्वं विष्णुमयं गिरोऽङ्गवद् अजसर्वस्वरूपभावौ। Without any change. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. By His Vasudeva feature, Krishna simultaneously expanded Himself into the exact number of missing covered boys and caps. With their exact bodily features, their particular types of hands, legs and other limbs, their sticks, bugles and flutes, their lunch bags and their particular types of dress and ornaments placed in various ways, their names, ages and forms, and their special activities and characteristics. By expanding Himself in this way, beautiful Krishna proved a statement, Samagra Jagad Vishnumayam, Lord Vishnu is all pervading. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. As stated in the Brahma Samhita 5.33, Advaitam Achyutam Anadi Mananta Rupam Adyam Purana Purusham Navayovanam Cha. Krishna Param Brahma, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is Adyam, the beginning of everything. He is Adi Purusham, the ever youthful, the original person. He can expand Himself in more forms than one can imagine, yet He does not fall down from His original form as Krishna. And therefore, He is called Achyuta. This is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He Sarvam Vishnumayam Jagat. Sarvam Khalu Idam Brahma. Krishna thus proved that He is everything, that He can become everything, but that still He is personally different from everything. Mastani Sarvabhutani Na Chaham Teshu Avasthitaha. This is Krishna, who is thus understood by Achinta Bheda Bheda Tattva philosophy. Purnasam Purnam Adaya Purnam Eva Vavashishate. Krishna is always complete, and although He can create millions of universes, all of them full in all opulences, He remains as opulent as ever, without any change. Advaitam. This is explained by different Vaishnava Acharyas through philosophies such as Vishid Advaita, Vishishta Advaita and Dvaita Advaita. Therefore, one must learn about Krishna from the Acharyas. Acharya Van, Purusho Veda. One who follows the path of the Acharyas knows things as they are. Such a person can know Krishna as He is. At least to some extent. And as soon as one understands Krishna, Janma karma cha medvyam evam yo veti tattvatah, one is liberated from material bondage. Tyaktva deham punarjanma naiti mameti so Arjuna. Seeking the blessings of all the assembled Vaishnavas to delineate some of the wonderful attributes of the Lord for our own purification. Yavad vatsapa vatsakalpaka vapur yavad karangri adhikam yavad vas yashti vishanna venu dalashit yavad vibhushambaram yavad shila guna abhidhakrati vayo yavad viharadhikam sarvam vishnumayam giro angavad aja sarva swarupa babav. Translation. By His Vasudeva feature, Krishna simultaneously expanded himself into the exact number of missing covered boys and calves. And with their exact bodily features, their particular types of hands, legs and other limbs, their sticks, bugles and flutes, their lunch bags, their particular types of dress and ornaments placed in various ways, their names, ages and forms, and their special activities and characteristics. By expanding himself in this way, beautiful Krishna proved the statement, Samagra Jagat Vishnumayam, Lord Vishnu is all pervading. For some few days, this wonderful pastime of Brahmaji stealing the covered boys and the calves. These purports written by Srila Prabhupada are that the pinnacle of his pastimes. He was nearing to the end of his pastimes, and you could say that Srila Prabhupada was deep in ecstasy, dictating these purports practically without having drunk anything, having even eaten anything for months. These purports are absolutely very clear, very precise, and very intimate in one sense, because these are the last words that Srila Prabhupada gave, one of the last words, just nearing the last words. And we can see how Srila Prabhupada is so clear in his translation. Everything is very, very obvious. There is no even a hint of any possible derangement of a person who is in such a physically debilitating condition. And therefore, yesterday when we were hearing from Sri Dama Prabhu about bewilderment of devotees and bewilderment of the Vaishnavas and by the Vaishnavas. That means by experience by the devotees and experience by others because of the devotees. This is the biggest bewilderment. How a person who is physically just bones, practically, bones touching the skin, is able to translate the Srimad Bhagavatam very clearly and has so much eagerness and so much of expression to dictate these purports. Prabhupada always said that I will go down fighting in the battlefield, not be retiring to Vrindavan. Prabhupada so-called says that I'll go to Vrindavan and leave my body. But actually Srila Prabhupada was on the battlefield itself. He was still dictating the purports. His battlefield remained, the battlefield of giving the purports, giving instructions to his devotees, disciples, and for the world forever to come. So here we'll just discuss something of the sort that Bhishma Dev was bewildered at the time of his departure. But his bewilderment was, in fact, Bhishma Dev was not bewildered, but he was trying to clarify the bewilderment caused by the events and circumstances of the Kurukshetra war, which made very deep impression on Yudhishthira Maharaj, and he was not able to reconcile it. And therefore, Krishna brought all the Pandavas along with Yudhishthira Maharaj to the place where Bhishma Dev was laying. And that famous verse is there that this all that we see the Pandavas suffering is only because of the inevitable time. And then he says that this time is the person which you are seeing in front of you. And then he's saying wonderfully that Srila Prabhupada mentions the purports, very nice things. He said everything is controlled by Kala. Everyone has to bear the effects of Kala as long as one is conditioned in this material existence. And thirdly, even the most pious have to suffer. And yet, these most pious, they remain faithful to the Lord, and they are guided by the bona fide Brahmanas and Vaishnavas who are